From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States is considering designating North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. The White House National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster said on Thursday it's a move meant to put additional financial and diplomatic pressure on the totalitarian government. The State Department faces a congressionally mandated deadline of Thursday to respond to a request from several U.S. senators that North Korea be returned to the state sponsors of terrorism list. Currently, the only countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. By Thursday afternoon, the State Department had not announced its decision, but McMaster said the U.S. was considering the move. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan Thursday in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. While the exercise came a day before President Trump is scheduled to leave on a 12-day trip to Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines, the Air Force said the bombers were not launched in response to any current event. In a statement, it said the exercise had been planned in advance. On the eve of President Trump's trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda with leaders, and denuclearization of North Korea is the only acceptable outcome. McMaster said if this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, the U.S. will respond with all capabilities available. This is VOA News. President Trump is calling for swift justice in the case of the accused New York City truck terrorist Saifullah Saipov. Trump said he wants Saipov to be sentenced to death. On Thursday, in a speech in New York City, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not rule out the option of declaring Saipov an enemy combatant. A Spanish judge on Thursday ordered 9 former leaders from Catalonia jailed while they're investigated on possible charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement connected to their push for the region's independence from Spain. The judge later granted one of them bail at more than $58,000. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi traveled to the troubled northern Rakhine state for the first time since the start of a brutal military campaign against minority Rohingya Muslims. She met Thursday with the Rohingya Muslim community in a village. She also traveled to the border of Myanmar with Bangladesh and met with families of the Border Guard police force. An official from the United Nations World Food Program has issued a warning about the situation in the southwest of the Democratic Republic of Congo, where conflict has left 3.2 million people severely hungry. In the past year, about 1.4 million residents of Congo's Kasai region have been displaced by violence that has killed more than 3,000 people and destroyed entire villages. A court in Macedonia has convicted 33 people of planning terrorist attacks as members of an ethnic Albanian militant group. Heavy security protected the court proceedings Thursday. Armored vehicles and at least 100 police officers deployed around the courthouse. 7 of the accused were given life sentences. 13 got 40-year sentences on charges including terrorism and participating in a terrorist organization. And an American judge rejected a request Thursday by 2 former campaign officials for President Trump to end their house arrest pending trial on charges that they laundered millions of dollars that they were paid to represent the former Ukrainian ruler Viktor Yanukovych so that they could hide the income from American authorities. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.